Hello, everyone. Welcome to Back to Basics 2.0. We are going to get really deep this month in your basics training. I think that this course is really good for anyone, whether you are still going through No BS or if you've been around for a long time. The whole intention of this self-paced journey this month is going to be all about really figuring out how the basics work in your life. It's going to be tackling specific basics that may or may not be working well for you. So what I want to start off with is just letting everyone know that every video may or may not apply to you. You are going to find that when you go through No BS and when you have the basics, all of us usually have one or two, what I call on lock. So let me give you an example. For me, water is just a lock. Like, I have been a water drinker since I started losing weight. I made it a non-negotiable for me early on because I knew the challenging thing for me was going to be like the food part. And for me, I kept thinking about, well, what is something that I could do that I will have to override my bullshit in the easiest way possible? Water for me was just one of them. It was like, I didn't like water. I had never been a water drinker. We didn't drink water. I remember back in the day when I weighed 250, keeping a gallon of orange juice next to my bed. And that is what I would drink if I got thirsty through the night. Like, I still remember these things, and it didn't, like, I always ordered sweet tea. I mean, I didn't drink water. It was either, I would drink Diet Dr. Pepper. I did drink half sweet, half un at one point, but I literally was not a water drinker. And so the whole point of Basics 2.0 is for you to spend the month figuring out, which ones do you have done? Like, which ones are on lock? Which ones are going to be the easiest ones to put on lock? And let's just get a win right there. And then we're going to laser focus in on the one that I want you to ask yourself this question. If I could fix one of them and get it to where the majority of the time it was like a habit that I just do it, which one would it be so that this month I can really dig in? I can try things. I can work on it. I will put all my mental energy and focus there, because this is what I watch you guys do. You're like, Corinne, I'm losing the weight. I don't know what's going on. I'm just stalling. I'm half-assing. And you sit there and you spend 10 minutes self-loathing and talking about how, like, nothing's working for you and how you're half-assing. And I'm just like, all right, why don't we cut that bullshit for a minute and let's just figure out, if we were going to apply ourselves and we were not going to judge ourselves all month long, but we were going to get hardcore on solving the problem, which one would it be? And you guys were like, well, in order to lose weight, I already know what I got to do. I got to do the four basics. No, you don't. Here's what you got to do. You got to get prioritized on something. You've got to get focused on something. You guys, the four basics are the common sense principles. And when applied over time, you use them, you can use them for life. You can get to your goal weight. You can get everything you want through them. But that doesn't mean that coming out of the gate, just because you listen to a video in No BS that says, hey, just eat when you're hungry. Hey, stop it enough. Hey, decide ahead of time what you're going to eat. Drink your water, get your sleep. That doesn't mean it's like, oh, all the years of conditioning and bullshit and wanting to, like, not waste food and stuff, it magically disappears. As I say all the time, this ain't fucking Lucky Charms. Like, guys, it takes practice, application, focus, thinking, examining, all of those things. Nowhere in there comes judgment, shame, resisting, thinking it's too hard, and all this other crap that you guys are trying to layer in over the top of the basics. So I wanted this month for all of you to be very applicable. So we are going to do videos. And then after all of the videos are shot this month, I literally am going to be coming live to you guys. more than I've ever come live in this membership. So you will get a lot of interaction with me. You do not need to be here live all the time. This is not how it works. Do not sit there and be like, I gotta work. It's so unfair. Guess what? When you start thinking it's unfair or it makes it harder for you or other people get to go, but I don't get to go, guess what? You feel like shit. The whole point of this month is to do things and do it from the mindset of I refuse to make myself feel like bullshit for bullshit reasons. We are putting all of this in replay. Guess what's going to happen in 6 months? Somebody is going to have joined No BS, and then a month or two later, they're going to take this in replay format. And guess what? They're not going to be whining. They're going to do it and get helped. So that means that everybody who's taking this live does not need to whine. They just need to get help. So I advise all of you, whatever your attitude is, if like, I want you to, let's all do an attitude check right now. Everybody just close your eyes. Unless you're driving, you don't have to close your eyes. You can just take a couple of deep breaths in. So everybody breathe in. We're going to blow out. Take another deep breath in. This time, blow out any bullshit you got remaining. And I want you to repeat after me. For this next month, I am all in and I refuse to whine, complain, and beat myself up. It is a waste of my time. I don't want to waste time anymore. What I would like to do is get fucking serious about losing my weight. And getting serious about my weight has nothing to do with complaining, excusing, and beating myself up. Not part of the four basics, okay? So today, we're going to find our focus. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to go over the habit tracker. So let me explain the habit tracker inside of your planner. It highlights what's already going right. So this month, if you really want to put gas on the fire, I highly recommend using the habit tracker. Some of you like to use your habit tracker like after you weigh in or before you weigh in. I've read several ways that you guys get it done. You fill in all your little habit trackers from the week. So you just flip through your 24-hour plans. You look at all your assessments and your notes, and you fill it in one time a week. That's an amazing way to do it. It kind of gives you an upper level view. Some of you, when you finish the day, you update your habit tracker. It does not matter which way you do it, as long as you do it. There's no perfect way. The thing about the habit tracker is it is the highlighter of what's going right. So one of the things that your brain loves is dopamine. We're going to talk a lot about that this month. The problem is that we're most of the time when we're overweight, do you know when we only give ourselves dopamine? When we're freaking eating and drinking. That's about it. So what we want to do this month is we want to break the habit of relying on food or alcohol to give us dopamine. And we want to find as many ways as possible to give our brains dopamine through little hacks. One of which you will not believe. When your brain gets to do a check mark, it highlights your brain. It lights it up. It gives it a little dose of dopamine. So when you're filling it out this month, think about like one of the inducements for doing it is that every time I get to give myself a check mark, excuse me, I am giving my brain also a dopamine hit. And the more that I do that in my life, the more often that I'm giving myself dopamine hits in life, the less it's going to search for it in food. The other thing that the habit tracker does is it illuminates the work you need to do. So what it's going to do is as you're calculating your percentages and stuff, or you're just looking at your check marks, you can quickly assess, all right, for this week or this month, I notice one of the habits is not on lock. I want to give you guys a pro tip. So I'm going to be doing this along with you guys this month. I'm going to really work on my basics too. Because I'm just like, well, let's just get in there. Let's do it all together. And one of the things that I want to tell you is that I give you a really amazing framework, but some of you may want to tweak it. It's especially some of my advanced girls who've been here a while. You've been doing the things. Maybe you're halfway through your weight loss journey and you're like, you know, I think there's ways that I can do this a little differently that might even work better for me. So here's one of the pro tips. This is what Corinne's doing this month. This morning, I was getting my habit tracker out, getting it all prepared and ready. I'm doing mine from May 3rd to June 2nd. Guess what? You don't even have to start on the 1st in order to get some shit done, y'all. Start anytime you want. So if you're watching this replay way off in the future machine, I don't care if you start on the 17th of August. You can start anywhere you want. That's why we put numbers in the bubbles. Don't matter when you start. You know what matters? You fucking start. Boom. That's what matters. So I changed out the the one that says, you know, are you following your doable hunger method? That one, like, I know what I need to work on. Corinne is going to be really focused this month on enough. Really focused on eating to enough. I tend to still eat a little bit more than enough. Now, I can maintain and kind of bounce around, but I'm getting ready for Vegas season. I'd like to like get down just a little bit so that I got plenty of drinking room when I go to Vegas. So I looked at myself and I just said, what is the one thing that I can work on this month that could make a huge difference? And I knew it was that one. So I changed my habit tracker. You know where the two empty boxes are? I'm going to track separately. Am I waiting for hunger? And am I stopping it enough? Because I really want to see that pulled apart. Plus, I'm pretty good at waiting until I'm hungry. The reason why I want to have that box, so I get the opportunity to reinforce something I'm good at. And I changed over the box. I just scratched right through it. And what did I add? I added something I'm working on. Reading. So I know we have workout self-development on there. I want to track my workouts and I want my self-development to be separate. And the reason why we combine those things for you guys is because a lot of you don't work out. I do. So I just wanted to see that. But I also, I know what I changed it to. It wasn't that. Non-drinking days. So every day that I don't drink, I'm giving myself a check mark. I thought it was the reading. I think I wrote that in my business planner. Y'all, I set all the goals for me. I am also, just so you know, I'm not tracking it in my no BS planner, but I am very committed to reading, like in an old school book, not on Kindle, not in Audible, but a legit with some paper book, 20 minutes every single day for this next month. I have stacks of books back here that I have ordered. Because there are books that I know that I want to be able to highlight and use. And I've got content that I'm not going to tell you which content, but I've got content that I'm studying for you guys already. And so that's what I committed to. So when you do your habit tracker, you can change the boxes up. You can get more dialed if you want to. That's what I'm going to do. And then what I wrote, like the way that I did it is I took each one of my habit trackers and I wrote what's called like the baseline for the month, the doable baseline foundation. And what that means is I wanted to see, so I advise a lot of you to do this. When you're working on your four basics, a lot of you always go to perfection first. Like I need to make a plan every single day and I need to like follow my doable hunger every single day. Like everything has to be every single day. I think that's fine to aim for that. I think there's nothing wrong with having like, you know what I would love? Like I would love this whole month to just have check mark after check mark after check mark. But I also, if you know historically how you've been performing in the past is not like near perfect, rather than going from 0 to 100, let's start with a doable foundation. That's all I want you to do. So I want you to figure out like, all right, so this is a really good example. Let's say that you want a doable foundation for planning. And you are so hit or miss. Like, it's like, you do it a couple days a week. If you eat off plan, you allow yourself to just go like crazy and not plan anymore. Like, in order to not feel bad about not planning, you give up the planning instead of giving up bullshit talking to yourself. So we're not going to give up bullshit talking to ourselves. So what we do is we say, all right, minimally, if I've been historically doing it 2 to 3 days a week, this month, the minimum baseline, the doable foundation for me is at least 4 plans a week. What it does is it ratchets you up just a tad. It gives you some space to work in. It allows you to have a very doable goal while you're also really focused on one thing you really want to work on. So then what you want to do is you want to have those minimum doable foundations. I would just write them above the habit tracker. I will tell you, if you're not good at remembering this, I would also, every single day when you make your 24-hour plan, I would recommit and say, like, in the goals section, I would write what those are. Like, I would write it as often as it takes so that you're not forgetting. You're recommitting every day on your doable 24-hour plan the things you say you're going to do. Then you're going to pick one thing to focus on. And you're going to keep that rest of it very easy, that doable foundation. So for me, this month, it's all about enough, stopping at enough. That means that when I journal, every day I'm going to be journaling about stopping at enough. What do I think about it? Is it easy for me? Is it getting harder? Like, what are my thoughts about it? I want to be real honest with myself. So I want to, like, here's how I'm thinking, Corinne, and here's how I want to think the rest of the day about it. These are the new thoughts I want to have. And here's some of the things I'm willing to try today to see what happens with it. Here's the people I'm willing to talk to about it. That's how you get laser focused. I promise you guys, if you will spend 30 days really working on something, you will be amazed at how much traction you make and how much weight you can lose by doing that. All right. So I want everybody to have a doable foundation for their basics, and we're going to avoid perfectionism, and we're going to choose doable this month. This is really important. We're going to have a doable foundation for our basics, all of us. And then we're going to avoid perfectionism. So when you hear it, when you think, like, when you're shooting on yourself, thinking I have to do things, you're like, oh, that's perfectionism. It's a no. It's a no this month. This month is about doable. Here's what I know about perfectionism. It's a cock blocker. It stops everything. Here's what I know about doable. The word fucking do is in it. It means we're going to actually do something. We're going to make it to where we can do it with as little drama as possible. We're going to choose that doable. All right. Here's the keys to a doable foundation. Number one, stop comparing to what someone else is doing. All month long, you're going to have call to actions in your book. If you notice other people are talking about what they're doing, results they're getting, what they're committing to, that is not an invitation to say, I suck because they are. It's a no. All your job is this month is to look around at your environment, yourself, stay in your lane. Some people will always do more than you. Period. I don't give a fuck how much success you've got. There will always be someone who can do a little bit more than you. So what? You focusing on what all they can do has nothing to do with you focusing on what you're going to do. So start. Make things so easy that saying no makes you fight to say yes. This is everything. When I was losing weight, the reason why it worked is because the shit I said I would do was so basic that all I had to do was override me thinking it's not good enough and just say, like, no, you know what's not good enough, Corinne? the way you've been living your life, worrying what everybody else thinks, living your life, worrying it ain't good enough, living your life, worrying it won't work. That's not good enough. That is the new not good enough. Me actually doing things that moves the needle forward, even if it's an inch at a time, is way better than sitting back and thinking, only if I could jump 100 miles. That's not good enough. So you've got to make it to where, like, when in those moments, because it's so simple and your brain still wants to be like, I don't know if I want that. It needs to be so simple that your conscious brain can turn on, because your unconscious brain is still going to bitch and moan. That is its job until it gets reprogrammed. And that's what this month is about. You want it so easy that you can say, yeah, but we're going to do it anyway. Like, I may not want to, but this is pretty simple. Let's just try it. Like, you want to get into that momentum. That's going to build the skill of confidence, commitment, and pleasure in yourself. Those are skills. They're emotional skills. The confidence will start coming because when you do something you said you would do, it disproves in your brain that not doing it is an option. As many times as you do that, the confidence comes from, a lot of times you'll do things that you just have a lie in your brain that says it's not good enough or that it won't work. I cannot tell you how many people I watch come in here, swear up and down that my four basics aren't good enough, that eating pizza ain't gonna cut it, blah, 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 blah. I was told I couldn't eat sugar and flour and I'd never lose weight. Rah, rah, rah. Like, people have been told everything. They come in here, and after a few weeks, lo and behold, they've lost like 8 pounds, 10 pounds, 5 pounds. Weight they didn't think they'd be able to lose. So when you do things, what happens is you start building confidence and overriding stuff that's not even true, but your brain offers it as if it is. The other thing is you build commitment. That is a skill. Learning how to do the things you say you will do starts with doing the small things first. Y'all always ask me, like, Kryn, how is it that you can, like, follow your plans every day? How is it that you can, like, you know, like, I plan a lot of work. Like, how do you get your projects done when I'm just over here wanting to blow off my work all the time? Like, how do I do things when I don't want to? Because I have learned how to commit to things. In the beginning, I had to pick really small things to show myself how good committing felt. I also had to prove to myself that I could do it. I had a lot of fear and doubt that I couldn't be someone that did the things I said I would do. I had always thought of myself as a failure. I had always thought of myself as someone who gave up and quit. And until I started showing myself that, ooh, you could set little tiny goals and do them, that gave me the courage to commit to bigger and bigger things. I started realizing that fear and doubt and worry was no longer an excuse to not do things. It was just part of, like, oh, so when you do new shit, you're going to be scared and stuff. But if you do it, it's not as bad as you think. That honed the skill of commitment. And when you do that, time and time again, what ends up happening is you're willing to take bigger risks. You're willing to try things you never thought you would. You're willing to, like, give up foods that you always thought you had to have. And you're like, I probably could, like, go without these, but every couple weeks now. I don't need it as much as I thought because I'm believing in myself so much now. I'm not sitting around feeling like a failure all the damn time. That's when we build commitment. And we're going to build the skill of pleasure in ourselves, which means that when you follow through and you tell yourself how proud you are, and you spend time in that, you start getting that dopamine from taking pleasure in doing the things you said you would instead of taking pleasure in food because you were beating yourself up or doubting yourself or worrying it wouldn't happen or wondering if it could, wondering what might happen. So my double foundations, just to give you an example, is I, like, this is me on a, like, in general, I make a weekly or daily plan for food, fun, and fitness every single week. Sometimes I plan my whole week out because it's just easier for me. Sometimes I plan daily. I just always have a plan. That's non-negotiable. But I make sure that foods I love is on the plan. Like, foods I love, from the stuff that's really good for me to the stuff that's, like, really good for my mouth. Like, it's a party. It's go time. Fun. I make sure my plans always have some kind of fun on them, from date night to just, like, Netflix time, whatever it is. I write those things in so that I can see that I'm planning all of it. And my fitness. Y'all, you know I like my exercise. It's how I'd like decompress and challenge myself. In fact, I'm running as soon as we're done with this. This is why my hair ain't fixed today. I have 7 hours of sleep on lock. Like, I am really good about making sure that I have 7 hours of sleep. Sometimes I get even more. My doable foundation is one date night a week. Chris and I have committed to one date night a week since my baby was 5 years old. When he got diagnosed with autism, we immediately said we will have a date night every week. Sometimes when we didn't have sitters, that meant put him to bed and eat dinner at 9 o'clock at night so that we could do it together. But we have always figured out how to have some dedicated time to ourselves. And 2 hours of self-development per week is my minimum baseline. That breaks down to about 20 minutes a day, with one day if I don't get to it or whatever. But I am a big self-developer. This is basically how Corinne rolls through life, right here on one sheet of paper. I keep it simple and effective. And that's it. And that, like, if I get these things done, I've had a great week every single time. I can have shit hit the fan and be okay, because I know this is happening. So that's why I keep it super simple. So your call to action, I want you to make those doable foundations, guys. Write it on your habit tracker. Go through there. And I mean simple, simple, simple. Do not overthink this stuff at all. And then I want you to choose one thing that you're going to push a little harder on for the next 30 days. The best way to think about it is, if I focused on one of these, tried everything Corinne teaches us this next month, got over my drama and fear and hesitation, which one could make a big difference? Pick that one. That's the one I would want you to work on. Here are some examples. You could put down, I'm going to be in bed by. For a lot of you who are, like, chronically sleep deprived and eating because of it, you may need to get your ass in bed this month. It may be the work of your life to really start prioritizing your sleep. Drink blank ounces of water a day by doing. For some of you who are, like, total anti-water people, you're setting yourself up for urges. You're setting yourself up for binges and all kinds of stuff, being overly tired and grouchy, overly hungry because of water depletion. This month, this may be the one where you're just like, I am all in on water. I will be, like, flooded by the end of the month. And put in there, by doing what? Like, how are you going to get it done? Don't just put, I'm going to be, you know, drinking this many ounces of water. Like, how the fuck how? Put that down. Plan food X times a week and make it doable by, and then come up with, here's how I'm going to make it doable this month. I'm going to leave my planner here. I'm going to do these things here. If y'all go to we have a post. If you're doing this live with us, we have a call to action post. Go in there, ask questions, ask people, like, what are you doing? Ask people who have the same goal as you. Get in the comments and say, like, hey, we got the same goal. How are you getting it done? Here's my ideas. Check hunger before you eat. A lot of you need to wait till you're hungry. So this month, you're going to have it as your goal is, I won't eat until I've at least checked in with my hunger. Doesn't mean you have to actually only eat when hungry yet. This may be the month that you get into the habit of checking yourself first. Take it a step back. Or if not, like, wait 2 minutes. And weigh the pros and cons. That might be how you do it this month. It may be the same thing on the enough side. Say, like, I don't know if I'm going to stop it enough every single time, but I want to be maniacally good at checking in And if I think I've had enough, at least giving myself 2 minutes to think and weigh the pros and cons of stopping right now. For a lot of you, just doing that and raising the awareness is going to make huge differences. You'll start getting wins. Sometimes you'll talk yourself out of your bullshit. Sometimes you won't, but you'll have the skill of checking in. You'll have the skill of listening. You will have the skill of dropping the judgment. You will have the skill of just paying attention to yourself rather than avoiding yourself. And so challenge myself. Choose one meal a day that you're likely to overeat and try one strategy per week to develop the skill of eating less. So like this is a good example of someone who needs to figure out the overeating stuff. You could say like, all right, for this week, I'm going to pick a meal every single day that I tend to overeat. And I'm going to pick a strategy every week and I'm going to use it so that I can figure out how to eat less. So like, for example, you may say like for the next month, I want to figure out how to stop it enough. So I'm going to do it this way. Every single day, I'm going to think, all right, if dinner is my big one, I'm not going to put all my energy and effort into lunch and breakfast. I already do those well. I just need to get super focused on dinner. So for this week, here's strategy number one that I will try. And I'm going to see what happens by the end of the week. And then for week two, here's the strategy I'm going to try. And I'm going to see what happens by the end of the week. And I'm going to learn and assess. And I'm going to figure out all these different, each week I will try a new one at one meal to get really focused on applying this one thing and see what happens. That's all about curiosity. This is how you find your focus. All right. You have your homework for today. We're going to figure out that doable foundation and you're going to pick your one thing. And then I would challenge all of you today to just come up with, how do I want to think and feel about the next 30 days? And make it encouraging, exciting, motivating. Don't sit there and go into the next 30 days with some bullshit thinking about it. Well, it's going to be hard, but I'll do it anyway. No. If I got to choose how I'd want to think about the next 30 days, I would probably choose something like, I'm committed to seeing if I can change my life in 30 days. That's a very choosy thought. I am determined to finish this no matter what. There's 1,000 thoughts that you can have about the next 30 days. Choose wisely, y'all. All right. That's it for today. I told you we're going to keep these short. We're already over by 4 minutes. I got to get better and making sure I get through my stuff. I will see you guys tomorrow morning. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.